The president of the Evangelical Presbyterian University College, Reverend Dr. Cyril Fayose, has called on government to assist private universities to enable them access the Ghana Education Trust Fund to expand their infrastructure to accommodate more students. Reverend Dr. Fayose made the call at the 7th matriculation of the Evangelical Presbyterian University College in the Volta region. Bless Husi has filed this report.
The Evangelical Presbyterian University College was established in 2008 by the EP Church Ghana to practicalize the mission statement of the church aimed at bringing light to where there is darkness. It is intended to bring university education to the doorstep of the people of the Volta region and Ghana as a whole. The ceremony was held to formally admit 514 new students who have enrolled to pursue various undergraduate programs at the faculties of Business Administration, Management and Organization Development, Corporate Secretaryship and Management, Credit Management and Finance. The president of the Evangelical Presbyterian University College, EPUC, Reverend Dr. Cyril Kwao Fayose, expressed worry about the long and laborious processes private universities go through before obtaining the presidential charter to enable them award degrees on their own. He said this has sometimes been seen as discriminatory and unconstitutional because the 1992 Constitution frowns upon discrimination. Reverend Dr. Cyril Kwao Fayose said the challenges facing private universities have the potential of undermining the government's policy on public-private partnership. He implored the students to let the knowledge they would acquire be of immense benefit to the nation. The Vice Chancellor of the University of Cape Coast, the Mentor University, Professor Ampiagate, commended the pioneer students who had confidence in what the EP University College could do. He is of the belief that the management of the EPUC can still do better, not only on the local scene, but at the national level. He admonished all present to work towards a new Africa and a new Ghana, where leaders put the needs of the people first. The Dean of the College, Professor Joseph Dampia, noted that the matriculation process is designed to assist students in achieving their educational goals, starting from the time the student applies to the university. Professor Joseph Dampia therefore advised the matriculants to be actively involved in on-campus associations to help them appreciate the value of teamwork, leadership, and management skills for future success. He urged them to set goals and guidelines for themselves and live by them and create a set of habits that reflect their leadership aspirations.
That report was filed by correspondent Bless Husi.